That huge winter storm will bring heavy wind and rain to the city and snow north and west tomorrow into Friday.
It's part of a larger storm system that is expected to make traveling this week very chaotic, especially for those who are flying. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg joins us. Peter, if you have a flight later today or tomorrow, what can you expect?
Well, later today, you should be okay. Tomorrow is the intangible because of the wind and the rain and the possibility of ice. Airlines that are offering waivers right now for people who can rebook their flights at a later date without penalty. But, of course, the words to be used here are later date, which may mean after Christmas. Remember, all the planes are full to begin with, so it's one thing to be able to rebook. It's another thing to find the space on the plane to accommodate you.
Have we had some delays and cancellations already?
Some, but remember what the airlines are doing. They're doing preemptive cancellations, especially in regions with major hubs like Chicago, where they're expecting anywhere from 9 to 13 inches of snow and temperatures to drop to like minus 4. So they're already trying to get their assets out of that area, moving planes out so that they can get their crews back in sequence and in alignment when it's all over. The one key here to understand is that anytime an airline is down for 12 hours, it takes them about 36 hours to get back on track.
So if the weather goes south on us and they start canceling, we're going to have a lot of people trying to rebook. You know the tricks of the trade, Peter. What would you recommend for people to try to get rebooked if their flights are canceled?
Well, you can get rebooked. It just may not get there in time for Christmas. This may be the storm that stole Christmas because the options are few and far between. If the plane can't get to you to get you out, then you're not leaving.
How many passengers might be impacted this weekend? Are there any numbers this far ahead?
Well, the big numbers are, of course, 113 million people traveling over the Christmas period. But keep in mind that because Christmas falls on a Sunday, New Year's on a Sunday, a lot of Americans have staggered already their departure times and their return times, and most of them have already left for their destination. So the actual number of people involved would probably be about 10% of that. And that's adding both car and air travel.
So set the scene if folks are heading to the airports. Are they going to be pretty jammed up? Are the flights full?
Well, the flights are already full. What you need to do is to get a couple of good weather apps and the airline's own app. Get it on your phone so that you can track not just where the weather's moving, but where your plane, the actual aircraft assigned to your flight, is coming from. Because if it's not leaving to get to you, then you're not leaving at all.
All right. Good advice, as always, from CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg. Thanks, Peter.